All right, Jazz 91.9 FM WCLK from Atlanta's Jazz Station. I'm Reva Blue, and on our telephone line right now is the one and only Wynton Marsalis. Good afternoon to you.
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I see you're very busy these days.
I'm running around, but it's all right. I'm glad to be talking to you.
Oh, yes, indeed. It's been a minute, but...
Right.
you're coming in town Friday, July 25th, 8 p.m., with the National Black Arts Festival, presenting Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. What can we expect from your show right here in Atlanta?
We're absolutely swinging. You know, we've got a lot of great musicians. The band's been together for a while, and they're very dedicated, and they can play.
Yes, I know that.
We have 10 arrangers, everybody solos, and it's an honor to play with them.
Tell us about the musicians will be performing their music for that night.
Right, we're going to be playing some original music. We may play some Blue Note music, you know, like some of Horace Silver's music, Wayne Shorter's music.
Yeah.
We have a lot of original music that's very listenable and enjoyable swinging. And, you know, a lot of the music is improvised. It's real jazz. They're going to be for real when they come here.
Now, I know you have to take some time out and honor the legendary Horace Silver.
Yeah, we're going to have some of Horace's music, definitely. We've been playing some of his tunes to recognize him. He came and checked the band out several times. He was always very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, he was one of the founding Blue Note artists. Well, not the founding, one of the founding, but he's the one who was responsible for the big shift in Blue Note from kind of traditional and boogie-woogie music to the style that became known as hard bop.
Right. Because he started the Jazz Messengers, and then came Art Blakey.
That's right, him and Art Blakey. Then he left, and he recorded some fantastic albums on Blue Note. We're playing Song for My Father's one. We have Peace, and sometimes we do Cape Verdean Blues.
Mm-hmm. Those are nice tunes.
Yeah.
We just added a new release from you with Marcus Roberts live. You guys have been hanging out for a long time together.
Oh, yeah, the J-Master. You know, we call him the genius of the modern piano.
Yes.
And, I mean, he's so for real with his writing and his playing. And, yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about the new album,
songs that we played. I played with Marcus in a concert, mm-hmm. and it just featured us playing and swinging. I mean, a musician like him, he's so easy to play with. He's such a fantastic accompanist. And the other thing about Marcus is he knows so much music.
Mm-hmm. And he knows so much about you and how you play. You guys have been around.
He's also a person who studies the different musicians that he plays with so he can accompany them better.
Mm-hmm.
And he's whenever he's in the house, it's like, you're always going to have a much better time because he's dedicated to excellence.
Since working with Jazz at Lincoln Center, what is your mission, and are you almost there?
Well, we never will achieve our mission, but our basic mission is to entertain, enrich, and expand the global audience for jazz through performance, education, and advocacy. So, you know, that way you can never entertain enough, or you can never enrich people with enough education and information about something like the music. And you certainly can never expand the audience for jazz enough. In this period, it's kind of an uphill struggle because jazz is such a human music, and we're just even beginning the age of technology. So technology is occupying so much of the space that it's important for jazz music to state that, yeah, technology is a fantastic tool, but it's not going to replace being a human being. That these are just tools that we use to express our humanness. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the music is always uphill to find a space for the music.
All right. For our listeners who are just tuning in, we're talking with Wynton Marsalis. And on Friday, July 25th, 8 p.m., you can catch him with the Woodruff Arts Center Atlanta Symphony Hall. And there's a lot of great music you're going to share with us. And what about the youth? Oh, wait a minute. You have a new job. Don't you, Juilliard?
Oh yeah, I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to work and run the Juilliard Jazz Studies program. So we get to work with the kids from 18 to about 24 years of age, We're going to deal with a very holistic and comprehensive education and provide them with the information so that they can go into communities around the world and create little movements around jazz. And I'm looking very, very much forward to working with them.
I always say the wheel of life is what you make it. Do you feel like you've come full circle just about?
I don't know. I don't know. I've been fortunate to just work in the music the whole time. So I don't know if I've come full circle, but I've been blessed.
I say that to say because you went to Juilliard and now you're going to be the director of jazz studies.
Yeah, I think, I've been affiliated with Juilliard the whole time. So,
right.
I've been on the board of directors and I love classical music. I love everything that Juilliard represents. So for me, yeah, it's an opportunity to add to the legacy, the already great legacy of the institution.
Mm-hmm. How is the Marsalis record label doing, and will you be recording anything soon?
We got about 60 or 70 records that we're going to put out. Jazz Lincoln Center has an archive of recordings, and we have 8 scheduled to come out this year.
Okay. And how is your dad doing, by the way?
My dad he's slowing down a little bit, but he's doing good. He's hanging in there,
Yeah, we all got to slow down eventually.
Yeah, so he's doing all, but he's still playing. He still, he loves the music. He's still very philosophical about things. And my father, he's contributed a lot. I mean, he's a believer in everything.
Yes, he has. And before we go, what would you like to say to our listeners concerning the arts and getting support for the arts?
I just, civilization is an effort. And we have to create the environment that we want to see. And it's just important for us to participate and be interested and take our kids to be a part of things, even if we don't like the thing. Sometimes it's important for us to give them a better chance and raise the horizon of their aspirations and allow them to be transformed and the trajectory of their lives to be changed by powerful performances. So, our participation is the key.
Yes. Wynton Marsalis, your contribution to jazz and education and what you have accomplished is endless. And I myself want to thank you so much for continuing to do what you do and, of course, educating our youth through this music and keeping them informed and the knowledge that you share.
Well, thank you. It's great to talk to you. Much love to you always.
Yes, indeed. So we'll see you Friday, July 25th, 8 p.m., presented by the National Black Arts Festival Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis.
Yes, indeed.
All right. See you then.